Penguin presents Beautiful Darkness by Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll. Read by Kevin T. Collins.
For Julie Shina and Jennifer Bailey Hunt, because for some silly reason, they wouldn't let us put their names on the cover. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. Plato. Before, Castor Girl. I used to think our town, buried in the South Carolina backwoods, stuck in the muddy bottom of the Santee River Valley, was the middle of nowhere, a place where nothing ever happened and nothing would ever change. Just like yesterday, the unblinking sun would rise and set over the town of Gatlin without bothering to kick up so much as a breeze. Tomorrow my neighbors would be rocking on their porches, heat and gossip and familiarity melting like ice cubes into their sweet tea, as they had for more than 100 years. Around here, our traditions were so traditional, it was hard to put a finger on them. They were woven into everything we did, or more often, didn't do. You could be born or married or buried, and the Methodists kept right on singing. Sundays were for church, Mondays for doing the marketing at the Stop and Shop, the only grocery store in town. The rest of the week involved a whole lot of nothing, and a little more pie, if you were lucky enough to live with someone like my family's housekeeper, Amma, who won the bake-off at the county fair.